You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Oi! What the kin hell has happened? Ollie Watkins Hell as captain. That was meant to sound closer when I'd written it down on my phone in the notes under the game week heading. Welcome back to Game Weeks. Basically, it's me, Matt Dyson, and Dan Pryor, who's at home in his dressing gown. We're talking about FPL. We pop up every now and again for little updates. But my what I was trying to say about Ollie Watkins Hell as captain is that he was the form striker in the Premier League, I'd say, pretty much going into the weekend just gone by. And people who like to think out of the box often like to try different captain picks and not stick with the obvious Haaland, who'd been slightly off form by his very high standards. So I went with Ollie Watkins as captain, and boy, did it not pay off. I think I saw some real FPL stat geekery saying that he'd registered his highest expected goal involvements of the season against Luton, but he blanked for only the second time this season, and it happened to be the one time that I'd given him the bloody armband. Typical Dan. Obviously we know who you captained.
Wow, what a roundabout long way to say you really made an error this week.
Sorry, I sound that went on a bit long, but you captained Haaland, didn't you?
Yeah, it's about to pay off sooner or later. It's been weeks and weeks of
that's what I was doing. I was sticking with him until Watkins turned my head at home to Luton. I mean, there was that one chance that Watkins had where, and Matty Cash, who's also on my team, got the assist, and it was an unbelievable save by the Luton keeper. Did you see it on the highlights? I mean, it was a classic Watkins goal. It had goal written all over it, and he pulled out some unbelievable save. I don't even know who the Luton keeper is. It's just ridiculous.
No, it was played Friday, so... Yeah. I didn't watch
much
the day after that
because,
you know, we weren't on it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I just knew after I actually knew when John McGinn scored the first goal, I thought, oh, it's not going to be my day. This decision has backfired, hasn't it? Because you can tell if a strike, sometimes you can tell by the first goal scorer if you're going to have a good day for a striker. And the powers that be were against me on this Aston Villa. It didn't even feel like a gamble. It felt like obviously he's going to score one or get an assist. But for him to get nothing is so rare that it's incredibly annoying. Anyway, but despite my bad captaincy decision, I still got 70 points, which was all right. The average was 66. Pryor, I think you did a bit better with your Haaland captaining, didn't you?
84, minus four for two transfers, but yeah.
So 80.
I actually would have done better. I made a slight error. Well, it's not an error, but I took out Foden, which would have done me more.
Yes, you did. Why did you take out Foden? I suppose I was hovering on the Foden change.
It was twofold, really. I think Alvarez was just outperforming him too often, and the price was going up. Yeah. And I wanted and I already have Walker, who I'm not getting rid of, another 8 points for him. It was just Foden to get Alvarez because I just thought the price rise and everything. And then Palmer in as well.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Palmer. Yeah, because he's on pens. You love someone who's on pens, then, don't you? So
he's on pens, and you know,
he's a bargain and everything, but they've got some tough games coming up, and they're not very good, are they? Spurs
I would
away.
Say he was in red hot form, but Palmer's violet form might
come. Oh, yes, I wonder where it's going. Good, lovely.
might help me out. But it's been more of a financial decision, that one. His price has risen.
Yeah. And you are playing the football index and not fantasy football. This is the problem.
I'm freeing up funds.
You're going to make some money. You're going to make some good profit on Cole Palmer, aren't you?
I'm just thinking that possibly I might have to get Salah at some point, and to do that, it's going to take a lot of fundraising. So I've got 2.4 in the bank and a reasonably good team.
Yeah, you had a good. You didn't have many blankers apart from Alvarez, who you just bought in, and then Watkins and Bowen. A rare Bowen blank. I mean, no one saw that coming home to Everton. That was
a
surprising result.
And I should have had Flecken in goal. Would have been 3 extra points. But
yes, Flecken. He's like one of these ones that I've done with Haaland. Stick with them through the barren times, and Flecken has suddenly come good. He turns out he's Flecken all right, not Flecken awful that I thought he was earlier in the season. But he's had 2 sixes in a row in goal for Brentford. And Brentford are a funny team, aren't they? I just can't get my head around what stage they're at. And Mbeumo is another example of why I'm having such a hard time with him, because he was on my bench, obviously. Well, I just thought them at home to Chelsea, and Chelsea looked like they may have turned the corner form-wise. They have
talk about getting him in at game week 14. There's a lot of like, oh, get him in for home to Luton, because then after that, it's not so bad. But then they got a blank on 18, so that wouldn't be ideal.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise there was a blank coming up, yeah.
Yeah, them and City, yeah. So that's 4 of my players. So that's already
He never looks that good whenever I see him play, and I think he's just incredibly lucky.
No, apparently you're all about his goal involvement stuff. That's what I saw about him when I, for his sort of price range as a midfielder, he was far ahead of the likes of Mitoma and stuff for his expected goals.
I still never know how to pronounce his name because everyone says it different. And Mbeumo was how we always used to say it, like Kinder Bueno, couldn't we? Yeah. I mean, but now everyone's saying Mbeumo. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll just keep saying every single different pronunciation for him. But he's had 27 points in his past 2, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's an incredible turnaround. But his goal was quite fortunate, shall we say, against Chelsea last minute, wasn't it? Mopay should have scored. Excuse me, but he managed to accidentally set up Mbeumo, he set him up for the 2-0 win for Brentford. But yeah, I quite like it when Brentford do well, but it's annoying when you have one of their players on the bench.
It's a remarkable record. You've got to remember this next season when they play Chelsea, to have had 3 away wins in a row against them.
It's true, isn't it? So yeah, still got Haaland. I had Madison, Son, obviously they're 2, both doing very well, obviously, as you know.
Yeah, you messaged me Friday saying
I was checking on Udogie. Yeah, I wanted some hot inside info on Udogie, and didn't get anything. You took a gamble on him playing, didn't you? But I had to bring in cover, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to him because I think I'm going to bank a transfer this week. And even though he's probably not going to be back on Monday, he should be back after that.
I had to get rid of Botman, though, because his injury is dragging on for ages. I had to get Ben Watt for him, but because I think we both bought him just before he got injured, and so I felt I had to stick with him just because it was so annoying to have bought
him. And he didn't fancy Tsimikas.
I've got Tsimikas already because I bought him as soon as Robertson was that injured. I got him in, like everyone did. Everyone in the know in the FBL community did that little obvious one when he was like 4.5, wasn't he? I think
4.4, yeah.
4.4 he was, and is proving to have been a good signing with 2 sixes in a row, and he's always got the potential of an assist in him as well. But I bought in Ben White, he seems to be getting in positions to score goals as well this season. I think he did last season. He's good for an assist or 2 as well. So, and he got a clean sheet. So overall, the squad did quite well. The squad, and Foden weighed in. I kept stuck with Foden. So yeah, I was pretty pleased.
You certainly seem to be buzzing off a few hires. Does that mean you might be thinking of investing in some Ket? Ben Ketia.
Nketiah. Oh, lovely stuff. No, I'm going to stay in my K-hole with Nketiah, who I have had for periods, and no, I didn't expect this hat-trick to come back. I suppose the Jesus injury encouraged more people to own him, I suppose, and he came good in a massive way, didn't he? Unbelievable.
There's a bit of a sort of asterisk there of, like, it was against Sheffield United, so you kind of...
Yes,
where it's going to go. But I mean, they got Burnley in another game and a half.
I mean, United are so they're injury depleted, and they just look like they will get battered by everyone at this stage, don't they? Much more. Luton seem more of a solid prospect, as do Burnley, but the Sheffield United are turning into the whipping boys. As you know, I'm pretty sure I predicted at the start of the season. But last time they got promoted, it wasn't that story, was it? Very different now. But yeah, Nketiah was the top scorer in the game. We were 17. A very nice hat-trick as well, wasn't it, really? He's got some lovely goals, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think the final goal was the best one. Haaland getting 16, Callum Wilson with 13. Mm-hmm. Always there, isn't he? You see, that's the base. I just find the rotation with him and Isak a bit hard to deal with.
Isak's injured, isn't he?
Oh, is he? But it's not a serious injury, is it? I thought he was. I thought it wasn't a long
one. Yeah, he's got a red. Look, he's not expected back until the 25th of November. Yeah, he got injured maybe a week ago, so yeah.
Okay, well, maybe Wilson is
I think I'm on Watkins instead. So it's Watkins, Alvarez.
It's Watkins or Wilson, and Alvarez and Haaland and Watkins. You can't really stray from that yet, much as he is doing well, like you say. But who else was in the team of the week? It was... Mbeumo, obviously, on my bench. That was annoying. Diaby for Villa, finally coming good. Been a lot of talk about him. Well, actually, he's had a decent season, I suppose. then Paulinia for Fulham with a goal. And then some, you wouldn't have expected it, but some Everton defenders, Branthwaite and Mikalenko. And then Becker in goal for Liverpool, and Pinnock. Ethan Pinnock, another little Brentford starlet that sometimes comes good with a goal. But yes, it was a decent game week all in all. I'm looking forward to the new one. Dan, any prior knowledge that we should be on top of going into this one prior?
Not madly. I think... I've got a bit of interest in Douglas Luiz, but I just don't see how I can fit him in. He seems quite consistently returning.
He's consistently scoring, even though he's meant to be a defensive midfielder, isn't he? It's quite annoying. I think Kyle Walker's becoming a bit of a must-have, isn't he?
Oh, is he? Oh, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's created 11 chances this season, which is double his total of 6 last season. So he's already doubled the amount of chances he's creating. He seems to be starting every week, which is rare under Pep. So he's becoming a must-have, but I've already got 3 Man City players that I don't really want to get rid of in Alvarez, Haaland and Foden. So... I can't get him in. I can't get him in at this very moment in time, but he certainly wants to watch. I think a lot of people will be affected by the Neto injury, won't they?
Yeah.
The Wolves midfielder, who, talking about consistency, his assist rate is outstanding this season, Neto, isn't it?
You've got to wonder if that's going to affect the Korean fella, as Pep calls him.
Pep calls Wang, yes. But, I mean, I think Wang looks like a good bet still at 5.5. He's also being pretty consistent.
Sheffield United next.
Exactly. It's a tempting move to bring Wang in for 5.5, a midfielder who pretty much they seem to play him in quite an attacking role, don't they? I thought Kuna looked quite good for them as well at the start of the season, but hasn't really delivered in terms of points yet, the striker. So if I was going to sign a Wolves player ahead of the Sheffield United game, it would be Wang him in there. But I just don't think I need to make changes in my midfield at the moment, so I'm thinking of having a transfer free week.
Me too, but have you seen Arsenal's fixtures after this week? After they play Newcastle away, they're at home to Burnley, away at Brentford, home to Wolves, away at Luton. That's 4 incredible games.
That's why I had to get Ben White, and I needed some Arsenal involvement. But I mean, everyone's looking at Saka, obviously. Have you still got Saka in your team?
Yeah, why would you get rid of him? I did see that his price dropped the other week and it's gone back up again, but there was clearly a period, maybe some tipster somewhere, but where his value dropped. But I think maybe that little knock he had, but he's a sort of keep him all season kind of player, really, like Haaland and
he is. Yeah, barring injuries, yeah, certainly. But I also want to get Bowen in at some point again because they've got great.
So you're looking at Saka, Bowen, Walker.
Well, you just you put my Alvarez in, you put my Watkins in. You know, you've
your Watkins.
My Watkins, yeah. My son, my Madison.
Oh my god!
There are no new ideas in FPL.
Sound like Smeagol over it.
Everyone's copying your team, but yeah, I'm pretty fairly sure I had Bowen before you. If you look back at the FPL history, I knew about him when he was still at Hull as a teenager.
Well, Bowen's arrow was down this
week. He was on my watch list then, but yeah, they've got some great fixtures coming up after Brentford away.
Yeah.
Forest, Burnley, Palace, Fulham, Wolves. Actually, Fulham and Wolves aren't that easy these days, are they?
Forest, though.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No Forest tips for a while here, out of you, by the way. You, normally you're fucking up about someone we should get.
I don't like it. But I saw Jono has been doing quite well for you since he came on as a sub, didn't he? Got a little assist. Looking quite lively, which I'm, you know, pleased for him. Pleased for the young lad, product of our youth academy, doing well. Yeah, I felt like we could have done a lot better about it against Liverpool. We sort of let them beat us. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. It seemed like a bit like, oh, well, it's Anfield, isn't it? Let's just go through the motions and let them beat us. But I'd always point towards Gibbs White as being a game changer. Yeah, and Murillo looks pretty good. The young South American defender.
When he starts to play.
But he's now trying to do that dribbly run every single game, it looks like, and therefore he gives the ball away in quite crucial positions. So I don't know.
Oh, that
maybe
fun.
That went to his head. But yeah. Matoma's sort of looking like he's on borrowed time for me. I'm finding him a bit frustrating this season. It's either I either bench Matoma or Mbeumo, and I always seem to bench the wrong one at the wrong time. I need to sort out my rotation of those two.
Can you just go two up front, get them both in?
Yeah, I suppose you could do, but I've got an embarrassment of riches up front in Alvarez, Watkins and Haaland, so you can't be dropping either of them, any of them at the moment. So, you know, it's quite a... But yeah, all in all, squad depth is looking pretty good, apart from injuries. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased. Who are you going to out-captain my captain, Dan?
I'm very tempted to say I'm going to bar this blank, captain Haaland pretty much the entire season, because I just remember last year I got some sort of end-of-season stats that if you just held Haaland as captain the whole season... It would have been come up smelling roses.
Like
I think
it's like you did with Salah a few seasons ago.
No, I never did that with Salah. I've never been there.
Something new. Your captain obvious moves.
He's the one sort of thing you this week where you're going, oh man, like people might well be captaining Salah against Luton. I think Luton's sort of stats are a lot better at home than they are away. But
City at home
to Bournemouth, though. I mean, there's probably possibility of rotation risk, but you can't.
It should, like,
the people that sold Haaland must be kind of scrambling to get him back.
They must be, because a lot of people are saying you don't need him, you can live without him. But yeah, great fixtures coming up. I'm in a quandary because, you know, once I've captained someone, I like to sort of, I know that if I uncaptain them, they'll then score a hat trick. And Forest against Villa, sorry, for Ollie Watkins, it fills me full of dread. But I think I'll probably switch back to Haaland, just err on the side of being sensible and not take any more risks. Spurs at home to Chelsea, though, really, you should be giving them a thumping, shouldn't you? Poch's return to his old stomping ground.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Have you still got Evan Ferguson?
No, that was another one. Can you believe that? Evan Ferguson and Foden both transferred out.
It's annoying, isn't it?
And then they both scored.
Because they've got like Everton away, Sheffield United at home, and then Forest away on the horizon. I mean, they're pretty nice fixtures for.
There's something about Brighton that having their players annoys me. They don't ever seem to quite click. Estupian, Lamptey, and the keeper. And it was that March and all of them lot.
I mean, I never learned my lesson with Lamptey. I always go back to him like an idiot because he's so cheap, and he had one game this season where he played. He's not played longer than 45 minutes except for one game, and he got an assist, and I thought, great. In fact, I thought he might be decent then. I think he got an assist, maybe he didn't. But I thought, great, this could be Lamptey's big season if he avoids injury, and he's out. And like, it's the distance Lamptey is out for, the time is always unknown. I think he's absolutely takes the mick in the physio room, Tariq Lamptey, to be honest, because he's amazing, but just never plays. Never mind. Sorry, is that libelous? He probably doesn't. I'm pretty sure he's just genuinely got. He's got. He's very injury prone. He's a very sickly boy. Anyway, there you go. That, who's top of our league then, Pryor? What have we got?
I think there might be someone new. Let me just double check. I thought I saw a new name at the top. There is. Yes, John Reynolds.
An American listener. Yes, Fulham fan. Lovely stuff. Also listens to the Fulhamish podcast. He's only second in their league table, though. He's top of ours. He seems to be an American national, which is nice. Still doing the business stateside down this podcast.
Yeah, we found one. He's one of those. Trippier's the one guy that I'm not getting Trippier, and he could really stuff me up every week.
Finally blanked, yeah. I'm surprised I didn't sign him because he was an option when I bought Ben White in, but I didn't. I thought Wolves might be a bit harder to beat than that. But
just behind him, he's a template player, yeah. Just behind him is Ross Webster from Scotland.
Nice.
He's a United fan, but he hasn't done his kit, which always. Sort of rubbing
up
the wrong way. He's got
Breno
and Diaby, so he's really on the form, players this week.
He's doing very well, yeah, very well. They seem to have any issues on their benches, these players that top the league table. And then Herbalife Chunky is Jeff Cutler is third. Is he Swiss? I think he might be Swiss.
Yeah, so he's got a bad injury.
All the nations represented in the game week league table. Lovely to see. Long may it continue.
He left Netter on the bench though. That must have been cuckoo. But
nice. Very good. Good. Yeah. So how are we doing for time? Is that it? We're running out of time, aren't we?
We've got 8 minutes, but yeah, we could bid it there. That's fine.
have we got anything? Any other words of wisdom to add, Pryor?
We
do have a slight video catch up before we record the podcast on a popular conferencing software, and I was dismayed to see you in your dressing gown this morning.
Wow. It's cold.
Real work from home vibes that going on there. Like, it feels like it's still lockdown for work from home crowd. The hybrid workers, you can just rock up to the office, to the desk in your pajamas. What a life. Well, some of us have to battle it in through the storms, mate.
For avoidance of doubt, it's just about to come up to 10:15 in the morning. How many hours have you got left to work?
Oh, I'm just about to finish.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah. My long commute, but yeah. You can't have everything done. I was dismayed to see you in dressing gown, but pleased that you weren't in that skimpy silk kimono that I once saw you in.
Just makes it sound like we've got a much different relationship.
Me and Katie went to a New Year's party at your old flat or something, and you were you wearing the silk kimono, or were you?
I think it was spotted, and then everyone else put it on.
It's good, yeah. You've still got it though, unbelievable.
Yeah, never lose it.
Stick with your silk kimono like you stick with Haaland for your captain's armband. You're a loyal person, man.
Speaking of silky kimonos and such, we have a strange intake of. What I can only call porn bots following us on Twitter at the moment. There's been a flux. We've got about 12 followers in like a couple of days. I thought, blimey, what's happening here? And then it turns out they're all appear to be source pot.
Maybe this podcast is very big with the adult movie crowd. You know, who knows?
It's possible.
They love their FPL. The people in the adult movie industry. Yes. We are still out there, of course, on the
Game Week HQ.
Game Week HQ. And we're still on Facebook as well, then, are we?
We are. Yeah.
Have a look. Go and have a look. And while you're looking, remember that it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.